The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
This is Jose Not Juan, and you're listening to The Dana Cortez Show. Shh, there's a lot of secrets.
Why is no one ready? Oh, my God.
Finally, somebody could quote that with you, Dana.
Oh, straight guys, right?
They don't know.
Do you even know Chuang Fu? Thanks for everything, Julie Newmar?
No. Oh. They don't know. I have to sit in here.
Chuang Fu?
Solita.
Who's on the show?
Okay.
Jose, I have to sit constantly and make little references, and they're like, and I'm married. I make this one watch with me all these things that he still doesn't get.
Oh, this is your man.
This is my husband.
I was wondering if this was yours.
Yeah, that's mine.
Okay, you did go, girl.
I did, huh?
Yeah, but he did better.
Oh, no,
that's right.
I'm not going to argue that.
And you shouldn't. Okay.
But the thing is, I thought I was going to get the credit score, but he had the lower credit score. I had to fix him up. He had all the cash in the bank, but he paid all his bills late. Isn't that horrible?
I dated a couple of guys like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were really good.
Yeah. That's why I married him.
Oh, I miss him. Hello, Houston.
That's why I married him. Okay, so I have a question for you because you just talked about, you know, hating wrestling off mic because the mics weren't on. We talked about all these things, but how did you know you were funny?
The moment I came out of my mom.
I was like,
why is my ear? Why was it so dark in there?
You weren't putting me back?
I realized right away you weren't about that life.
I feel like
I'm like one of those elite gays.
Okay.
Not with the money, but with like the status of never touching that ever.
Because
I came out through C-section.
Never
touched it.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. I never will.
It's not that bad, I'm telling you.
I feel like... neither is this side.
Yeah. You know what?
I agree.
See, he'll talk about that, but he won't give me any Devil Wears Prada references. Anyway.
You have to quote good ones. Those are good movies.
Crazy Rich Asians. What do you quote?
I don't quote.
Like sports, baseball movies.
I can give you some stats.
If you build it, they will come.
Yeah, something stupid. So you knew you were funny.
We knew where that came from.
Oh my God. You knew you were different. You knew that you had something special.
Girl, yes. I knew it was different. All the classmates told me.
Really?
They used some choice words. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I was like, what does that mean? I remember going to my mom and I was like, Mom, I'm really confused. And she was like, duh. And she knew.
She knew, yeah.
And I was like, they keep calling me something. And I was like, she was like, what? Fabulous, loving, amazing. I was like, what's an F word? And she was like, who said that? And she like paused and she was like, like she agreed? Like, you know, those are your bullies. She agreed, and then she was like, that's not a nice word. I was like, well, what is it? She's like, don't even worry about it. I'm making food, and that's how I got
started. It's not a nice word. However,
here we are. You're watching now into my DM.
So, do you have another job, or is this full time for you now?
This is full time, girl.
Wow.
I was a flight attendant at once.
Oh, for real?
For who? Yeah. Which airline?
SkyWest and Southwest.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was good, but I was tired of girls like you coming into the plane.
Mm.
Oh. Yeah, always with an attitude.
We want more pretzels.
Yes, girl.
Can I have another Diet Coke? Can you leave the can?
Is this aisle 19? I'm like, girl, with that attitude at 19?
So you quit to pursue this full time.
Yeah, I jumped the gun a few years ago and I was like, I can't do this. I can't keep working for the man.
Yeah.
I prefer y'all to work for me. Yes. No, but I was like, I better take a chance.
On yourself.
Yeah, and I did.
It worked out.
No.
Currently seeking work. No.
Yeah.
How hard was it to take the leap? Because we did. You know, you work for somebody, you get the paycheck, and at least you have that security. It takes a lot of balls.
Oh, yeah.
To leave that and say, I'm going to believe in myself. How difficult was it in the beginning? And what did your mama say?
Well, Oprah. I think it was just one of those moments that I was like, look, I can focus on something I don't really care about.
Right.
Or I can just put my whole heart in it. Does it pay? No, girl. It don't pay. So it doesn't pay like that yet. But I was like, look, I've got to take the leap. And my mom has already passed. So I would assume she's okay with it. But that's where I got the funny from, is from her. She would always like play, role play. Like we would be in public and she's like, look at that lady. Look, she's probably telling her like, no quiero pelear. Don't argue with me. And she had this internal monologue. And I was like, oh my God, that's funny. And so I would just play along.
Yes.
And we'd be there for a good 5-10 minutes just going boom, 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 boom. So that woman, she had a lot of
She had the quickness. She had the quickness.
Quick. Yeah. So was my grandma.
Oh, so she got it from her mama.
Well, she knew how to run from credit scores, like from, especially when they were, she owed them. I had a new gold necklace, but girl, she hated paying the bill.
She was like, don't answer the phone if you don't know who it is. I'm not
Sometimes
here.
Sometimes they would catch her because, you know, they're sneaky.
They come around.
Yeah,
yes.
No, they'd call. No, girl, ooh, that's old. they would call and they would be creative about it. Hi, it's us from the school. And I was like, oh, it's from the school, grandma. And I'd give it to her and she's like, okay, hi. And boof. Oh, it's because I'm sick. I couldn't pay. The kids were in the hospital. I was like, oh. No, we weren't. Can you put somebody else in the hospital?
Why do I have to be
My
in the
cousin,
hospital?
Somebody. She was like, yes, they were sick with pneumonia. I was like, ma. In the background, she's like, which means go over there for those that don't understand.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you better play along.
I've heard you're ready. I've heard this too many times.
You know what
I thought you were black, girl. For all that time, I thought a lot of you were black.
Not this guy. Not on the waist down.
His accent.
You knew Anthony wasn't. Anthony was Latino right away. Okay.
Well, I had heard of Anthony.
Okay.
He's a good comic, so.
Okay. Right? Yeah. He's incredible as well.
Yes, and that's why they were like, if you're in Houston, make sure you get Anthony E. He's really, really funny, and he's really, really nice. Chona.
Oh, shout out Chona. Shout out the great Chona.
She's so funny.
I love what you guys have going on, too, man. The collaborations is really great to see for everybody in the Latino, honestly, the Latino creator community. It's really good to see what you guys are doing. And
how did you connect? Like, how did that all happen?
So we're both from San Antonio.
Right.
So we just did it. It became this thing where I was living in Chicago, and she was like, hey, she actually said, come to San Antonio. I would like you to collaborate with our... She was with a company I don't want to say.
Obviously,
no credit there, girl.
They didn't pay their bill. Okay. Anyway.
And so I came down and we started working together, signed with them for a minute. And it just became this... I saw her on stage, and I think that's what it was. I saw her on stage, and she was rapping. It was weird, but she was
she
rapping.
She was rapping?
She's actually really good at it.
Okay.
But I saw her rapping, and I was like, that's really weird. And she got off the stage, and I was like, I really like it. You do it so well.
Mentiroso.
Yes, I know. And, but it was so entertaining nonetheless. She had stage presence.
Yeah. Right.
And from there, we just started growing. She grew. She has her own abuela character.
No, she does. I love her abuela character.
Yes.
She started following me yesterday. I said, okay.
About time.
Hey, that's what I said. I don't know. Let's follow each other right now.
No, we'll look at it later.
Speaking of following, how did you come up with the handle? Jose, not one.
I'm sorry?
How did you come up with your handle?
Because you're white, right?
Yeah.
A lot of your people call me Juan.
What?
And I'm like, no, it's the same four. Like, it's four letters, but you're just in the wrong area. So I was like, let me just play with it. Because everybody would be like, hi, Juan. And I was like,
oh, my gosh.
It's still Jose.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's what he said.
Okay. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't, girl. Yeah, so that's how I was just like.
I just thought it was really clever.
Thank you.
Did you have trouble telling anybody in your circle that you were quitting your regular job? Like, what did they say to you when you said, I'm going to do this? This is what I'm doing. Did they say, I don't know, this is scary? And where do you live? Like, well, how do you pay bills?
Under a bridge, but I get to do content all day.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. I've seen the bridge.
Come on.
Okay,
no, that's right.
Come on.
No, I do have a couple of friends that are very structured and bills have to get paid and you have to go clock in 9 to 5. So they're very that way.
Okay.
But then I have the other best friend who is like, no, you got to take
you
it.
Gotta
just
do it.
Just do it. It doesn't, like, we'll minimize if you have to.
Yeah.
Get 15 roommates. Like, there's a possibility to do it. And sure enough, I got roommates and it's a nice house.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm soon taking a leap to Los Angeles.
You're going to LA.
Yes, in the end of the month.
Okay, so tell me about that move and what are you going to be doing there in LA?
Honestly, I think it's more like networking. That's what I'm focusing on. I would love to say, oh, I'm going to get a manager and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But that's not realistic. I do have a friend who's a writer and he was like, I have networking events that I can go to.
Okay.
Let's just go together and we can go from there. So,
and you can meet people. Correct. And that's what it's all about.
Yes.
It really is about networking and helping one another.
And
remember
being
that too.
Bet on yourself.
Yeah.
And take that chance.
I've always been, since I was little, I think it's a lot of trauma. I could either go really dark with it or really light.
Yeah.
And so anything happened, I would always find the good in it. Or I was like, oh, I think it's okay. They told me no, but somebody's going to tell me yes.
Yes.
So when I was, since I was little, like even looking for a job when I was young, they would say, no, you're too young. I was like 14, 15. And I was like, oh, it's okay. Thank you. And I would go because I knew somebody was going to tell me yes.
Yeah.
And sure enough, someone said yes.
Same. I was 15 when I had a baby. But that's a whole different conversation.
Oh. Okay, Lucy Goosey. Okie dokie.
One way or another, someone is going anyway.
I thought I was bad watching I Love Lucy, but
see?
You go, you take
see?
The cake.
I told you.
Oh, well, somebody took the cake.
Somebody took the cake. And he was way too old. My mom should have pressed charges. But anyway. I'm glad that you're doing that. I'm glad that you understand, because I really believe, and you're talented. Mm-hmm. Above thank anything, you. You're talented. But perseverance wins over talent.
Thank you.
And if somebody says no, you got to say, okay, it's not no, it's win. How can I make it happen? That's
correct.
The only way you win in this game.
I feel like that's the only mentality you have to have. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people when I was younger put me down, and it hurt at that time. But when now that I'm older, I'm like, oh, that had nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was like a moment of light, honey, money. And I was like, okay. That argument, because I get it a lot online. As a matter of fact, this guy, I hate you. he was offering something really nice online. And then I heard through the grapevine, he was actually talking behind my back. And as much as that made me upset, I was like, well, that has nothing to do with me.
And he's talking about you anyway. Keep
exactly.
my name in your mouth,
you don't got
please.
No haters. You ain't popping.
Okay, but let me tell you something. Hey, he's still buying the tickets and he's still watching. So, hi.
what do you think it is that drives people to be so negative? They think that there's this anonymity when it comes to social media.
Oh, yeah.
The internet. There's not. What is it, in your opinion? Is it because... of your who you are? Is it because of what you talk about? Is it because of your, I don't know, what do you think it is that drives them to be so hateful? Because I think it's hateful. It's not negative. That's hateful.
It is hateful. Honestly, I think there's a lot of it because it's
jealousy.
Gay, Latino.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Oh, my God. I don't know what else to do. It's too many things against
got
me.
Got too much going for you.
Yes. Yeah. I hate me. And I honestly think it's too easy. But I find it that a lot of the time when they are being ugly, because they'll make fun of me. I wear hair systems. Girl, I don't care, honey. Look, I'm going to fight through tooth and nail to like have hair.
Yeah.
I don't care. If God said, I'm going to take it away. Well, God, guess what?
Somebody,
I'm going to put it on.
Yeah, somebody has hair to give you.
Exactly. And I think that like when I get online, a lot of people, that's a first, oh, you're wearing a toupee, Emma. Yes, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah. And
so
I have
what?
Like
you're 10. Wearing one right now?
Yeah.
I would have never known.
Thank you. Sponsored by Lord Hair.
Who wants to sign up for the sponsorship?
Exactly. Jose not one discount.
No, okay.
No, but it really became this, it becomes a monster. In the beginning of it, I was like, what do I return the ugly? And then I was like, do I get mad at them? And when I did, because I'm also spiteful. So I love being spiteful. So, but then I realized it's exhausting. I even had one person email me, and they found like an email where it hides your
VPN. Address, your VPN.
And they send me a link, and not just one, they send me so many emails about how I'm horrible, I'm not a real comic, I'm not really funny.
Think about the energy that takes away from their life. And you were doing that in return by answering, don't do that.
I answered because I wanted the little boy that, the little Latino gay boy that that is listening and doesn't have faith in the moment, mm-hmm. I answered for him and her. I answered because I wanted them to know that it does get better.
Yeah.
And that, because I've been there when I was lonely when I was younger, and I was like, it's never going to get better. It's never going to get better. It's never going
to get better. It does. It does get better.
It does. Like, life just turns. It can't always be this dark.
Right.
And I answered because of him. So I was like, no, I'm going to answer because he deserves to be seen.
You answer because of little Jose.
Yes, little Jose.
You answer because you were
correct.
That person. Mm-hmm. And there are still adults, you know, especially in this, and I don't want to get political, but there is an environment right yes. now where...
Ooh, this climate.
There's an attack. There is an attack on LGBTQ plus people, and it's
sections.
Unfair.
Yes.
And other sections, exactly. And it's unfair because all of us know someone. Have a family member or whatever, and everybody deserves love and respect.
Correct.
No matter why are everybody worried about who you doing and what you doing in your bedroom anyway.
And right now there's nothing.
Who's the weirdo?
There's absolutely nothing.
Are you single?
Super. But I also don't
single
like
as a
men.
Pringle.
I love men, but I feel I like Cher said they're groovy. I'll tell you who Cher is later. And she is. She always said, men are groovy, but that's it. Like, that's all I want.
Seasons, honey.
Correct.
Seasons. People come into your life. So you're too young anyway for like a, you're moving and grooving. You're moving and grooving. You don't need to settle down right now. There's plenty of time for that. Do you eventually want to get married and have a family and all that? Never?
In my 20s, I wanted to get married so bad that I followed. Like, it was only three men that proposed and took it back.
Yeah, yeah. Did you keep the rings?
No, girl, I didn't get that.
We need to hang out. We need to hang out, sir.
But no, I'm so glad that it didn't work out because now I want my bag.
Yeah. Okay.
My bag is so big.
Bag before boys.
Yes. Okay. Bag them boys later.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bag them boys.
Yes.
Get the bag.
Grown men. I want grown men.
Okay, yeah, grown men.
Okay.
First, ass last.
Yeah. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
I want them to go to sleep right after.
Not older, but.
They don't even have to talk. Just go to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they don't show up in the morning or they disappear,
who cares?
It's okay. We'll put a wanted sign later.
What's the age cap?
Coffin.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Like close to it.
Okay.
Like one breath away.
Yeah. You want somebody who's really settled in.
I want him to leave me alone. I want to be able to do my own thing.
Yeah.
Without him saying,
he has his own life and everything
else. What are you doing? Correct.
No.
You bought a bag that's $3,000. Like,
yeah.
You know,
yes.
Mind your business.
So I almost said no fuck boys, but you know
exactly.
What I mean. Yeah. Okay.
No,
yeah.
I do want those.
But just for like.
Correct. But I don't
like Cher said,
house.
They're groovy. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Correct.
Taking it back to Cher.
Yes. Okay.
But if it's commitment, you want somebody who's got his stuff together and
prefer
can
a dog.
Yeah.
They don't talk back. But I do love dogs. I prefer a dog.
Do you have a dog?
Yes, I have a German Shepherd.
Is he coming with you to LA?
She's coming with me.
Oh, she is? You have
girl,
a little girl.
I love being around girls, honey.
Obviously. Do you dress her? Does she have clothes?
No, she's too big. She's a plus size girl, so.
Husky one, huh?
We got a thick one, honey, like her daddy. And I got her some stuff, and it was so tight. She looked at me like, you.
How
what is this,
you?
LA Brian? I was like, I'm sorry.
They don't have chubby dog clothes.
No, they do, but you just really have to try.
Yeah.
So she didn't like it. So
she's looking like a corgi, but she's really a German Shepherd.
She came like that in dress, so she's gonna go like that.
So you're not a cat guy at all.
No, I'm allergic.
Oh.
I swell up.
Yeah,
that's
really,
probably why it's like this.
Somebody's got a cat.
Somebody, you have cats here?
We're cat parents. Otto and I have a cat.
Are you?
Yeah.
We have dogs too, though.
Oh, come on. We have dogs.
How many
and
dogs?
Cats.
We have two huskies.
Those huskies on Instagram.
Oh.
Those huskies. Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Isn't that cute?
And then we recently got a cat, and his name is Lord Oliver Cromwell.
Oh, that's a good name.
He's gorgeous. He came in from the UK.
I'd never want to meet him. I swell up.
No, I know. Well,
my best friend has two cats, and we decorated because men, listen up, straight men. There comes a time every single month. You know how that goes. It's every time, right?
Shark week.
It's an emotional thing.
Yes,
I want to be seen and heard. If she wants to move the furniture around and it looks exactly the same,
You got to do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Let her do it. Let her go through it. Because my best friend was going through it like that. And her husband, I could tell, was like, I was like, hey, do you want to decorate? And she's like, yes. Yes, I told him. And I was like, no, no, but I want to help you.
Yeah.
And we spent all day doing it, but it distracted her.
And she felt great. And her husband probably thanked you later.
They don't even need a therapist. They just need you.
Yes. No, you need a gay. That's what you need.
That's what I'm missing.
You need a gay.
I'm missing. My gay BFF is.
And you know what he did? He left to the gym.
See? Oh.
And I was all smart.
He got a break.
Correct.
She got a break.
Mm-hmm. I grew up with four sisters, and when we were younger, and you know, that month, then they were
all synced. Oh, God, four. So
my grandmother, because I love fighting since I was younger, arguing with them, and she was like, look, you can either stay in the house or you can get the out of here. And go buy wings overnight, mm-hmm. overflow, like, just go get it. And I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And I learned quick to get the out of the house.
Where are your sisters now?
They're married.
Yeah, yeah,
they're
yeah.
taken.
Are somewhere. You an uncle?
Oh, yeah, many, many times.
You have a lot of nieces and nephews?
One of them's actually here. She's asleep because she likes to stay up late.
Oh.
So she stayed at the Airbnb.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. So she came with you. So you're close to them?
Yeah, well, to a couple of them.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some of them that are still like wanting to search and do stuff. And
yes.
Be with the wrong person. Girl, let me tell you one time. Tengo chisme.
Here we go.
So, here we go.
One of my niece, she cried. She was crying to me and she was like, my ex just, and mind you, they had a baby together. So the baby was in the back seat.
Oh my gosh.
And they got off, went to the store, and she came back out, and the car was said a choice word on the car.
He wrote something
on
the car?
It starts with a P and ends with the A. So it's four letters.
Yeah.
So he puts that on the car. Mind you, his daughter
is in the car. And the baby is in the car.
Yes, that. And she was in tears. I don't know what to do. It's spray. And I was like,
He's spray can.
Yeah, with a.
With a paint? Spray paint?
Spray paint. And I was like, no, don't worry. I'm on my way. I was like, God, I don't know what I should do. I don't know what's going on. And I was YouTubing.
Yeah.
And just so you know, beeswax takes it off.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, especially if it's fresh.
Okay.
So I went to Walmart, got it really quick, took it off, and it came off right away. And I told her, I said, look, this is a lesson. You don't let no man make you feel less than. Those tears, no more tears.
Dry them off.
Yes. Now go. Laugh and go do the rest of your errands.
I thought you were going to say go slash his tires.
No.
Not
in public. Oh, you want to put me in a commitment with them? She wanted to get me locked up.
Please tell me that she did not get back with him after that.
She didn't.
Thank God.
Wow.
Oh,
I thought that was going to go a totally different way.
Is he still involved in the baby's life or anything?
He wasn't involved at all. Yeah,
It's better. You don't want to expose the child to that kind of person anyway, although it's her father and maybe one day or whatever, but
maybe one day he'll figure it out.
Maybe he'll figure it out.
Yeah, well, it takes a long time. Women, it takes a long time, right? So no.
And if he doesn't, his loss. Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
The baby's so cute.
This public service announcement has been brought to you by whoever sells beeswax. We'll find a sponsor. Yeah. We don't know.
It really does take
off. That's incredible to know.
Butter
beeswax.
Butter beeswax.
Yeah, the real one. The real.
Well, it wasn't a big tub, girl. It was just a little, like,
a little one? Okay.
Tube. It was so. I had it there because I was so proud of what I did.
Obviously.
It, like, got gunky, got old. I still have it to this day.
Don't get rid of it.
I'm not.
You should put it in a, like, they put the baseballs in a trophy case. You should put the beeswax and give it to her for Christmas. Come on.
No, girl. I was proud of it. I don't care about I need to frame it. I really do. I every time I see it, when I open the drawer, I'm like,
You're like, that gotcha. Was me. That was me.
One man down.
So we know you're going to be in LA. Do you have anything going on that we can talk about, that we can, you know, kind of promote?
Yeah, I have actually a comedy show October 16th, which is tomorrow, with Chona E in Dallas at Hyenas.
And
then October 18th in Corpus Christi. But you can only get the tickets online. Please and thank
you. Where do you buy tickets? Where do we go?
So it's at a Jose Na Juan in all my platforms.
And there's a link there.
Exactly. There's a hyperlink. If you go to Instagram, it's so easy to find.
Okay.
Because it's blue.
Jose, thank you for coming in. I know it's early. Thank I really, you. Really appreciate it. I've enjoyed guys. Meeting you, even though you were snooty to me.
Well, next time, don't get running out of caca like that,
I
girl.
Did. I was like...
She took a dump and ran
I did.
Out.
I did. I had to go to the bathroom all day.
Dana's on a mission every morning.
Every morning. No,
in and out.
No, let me tell you something. I have to sit in here and do all the work. Estos, they go to the bathroom. They come back. I never get up. Ask producer Jack and producer Chewy over there. I never get up. Finally go. Yes, he just ignores me. I'm like, hi. And he just.
Oh, you gonna get me, girl. Look, this is what you did. Hey. And I thought she was on the faux pas. And I was like, did she just drive by me?
It was a drive-by high. And then I asked the front desk leader. I said, well, is our guest here? He's like, that's him. I said, well, he just ignored me. Whatever. Uh-huh. But you know what? We're good friends now.
Good. Yes.
Jose, thank you for girls coming for in to the Dana Cortez Show. We love
thank
you.
Thank you. Woo! Thank you, Dana. Ow! Again. Oh! Woo! Yes, thank you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.